We start up with a roundup of this week's science news. And it could be that a sip of water containing a compound that boosts the ability of blood to transport oxygen around the body could help people with heart failure to exercise again. Well, that's according to a study published this week in the journal PNAS by a team of scientists led by Jean-Marie Len from the University of Louis Pasteur in France. Now, they found that a compound called myo-inositol tripyrophosphate, or thankfully ITPP for short, can help boost the amount of vigorous exercise that can be done by both healthy mice and mice with heart failure. Well, the team gave doses of ITPP to mice both as an injection and in drinking water, and some of the mice were normal and some had been genetically modified to have heart failure. Then they were tested to see what their exercise capacity was, and that was basically by putting these mice on tiny mouse treadmills, which I always think is rather an interesting idea to think of, an image in my head, and see how long they can keep running for. Now, both types of mice could carry on running for much longer when they'd had a dose of ITPP, up to 57% longer in healthy mice and around 30% more in the mice with heart failure. And this response was dose dependent, which meant that the more ITPP they had, the longer they could run for. Now, what seems to be going on is that ITPP binds to hemoglobin, and that's that oxygen carrying pigment in the blood, and it makes it better able to absorb oxygen and also more likely to let go of it as well, so that oxygen is delivered and released in the muscles during exercise. Now, people with heart failure don't have a strong enough heart to pump enough blood around the body and deliver enough oxygen to carry out exercise. So it could be that ITPP could offer a ray of hope in the future one day that could help heart patients to be more active. It could also help perhaps mountaineers up in high altitudes where oxygen levels are very low. And unfortunately, this kind of begs to be used by athletes, people who have normal, healthy hearts, but perhaps who want to push themselves a little bit further. So perhaps there will be testing for ITPP in their future athletic events.
I wonder if it'll be a urine test for ITPP. Thank you, Helen. It's interesting because that's also directly stealing from what biology already does. When you go altitude training, the body boosts the level of another chemical called 2,3-BPG, bisphosphoglycerate, and that binds to your hemoglobin and does almost the same thing. This just, I think, probably does it a little bit better. Thank you.